High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to the Tiger Gym. We're at Hastings High tonight. This is the championship game of the C1 Sub-District 6 basketball tournament this evening. As number one ranked Grand Island Central Catholic gets set to take on fourth ranked Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The third meeting of the season between these two teams. Central Catholic has already beaten St. Cecilia twice. The Crusaders over the Blue Hawks in the championship game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament at the end of January, winning by a score of 49-43. And then came back during the regular season and beat St. Cecilia 37-35 on a Turner Fay 17-footer at the buzzer in overtime. After the Hawks took a 7-point lead into the fourth and final quarter, they could not hold on. The Crusaders under head coach Billy Gabers, a record of 24 wins and no losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in with a mark of 17 wins and 6 losses. Winner of this ball game will move on to the district championship game on Monday night. They'll face either Centennial or David City. Those two teams are playing tonight. For Central Catholic, a loss here in the sub-district championship game would put them into the state tournament regardless of what happens here in this ball game tonight. The Crusaders have the top point average on the wild card standing, so Central Catholic would receive one of the two wild cards in Class C1 if they stumble down the stretch here. That's not the same story for St. Cecilia. In the past, we have had the wild card advantage in our side of the ledger, and we are able to take advantage of that if needed. That's not the case here tonight for St. Cecilia. They lose this ball game, and they are finished for the year. They don't have any prayer for a state tournament berth. The Hawks must win tonight to stay alive, and it's going to be a huge challenge here this evening as they take on Grand Island Central Catholic in this third meeting between the two teams here tonight at the Tiger Gym. Going to have a good crowd on hand, as you might expect, regardless of what the weather is outside as we get ready for the basketball game here tonight at Hastings High. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Got a couple other scores in for you. We're getting the late start here tonight at Hastings High, but most of the other sub-districts are already underway in our area tonight. Giltner is out on top of Heartland Lutheran after the first quarter by a score of 17-9. Minden is leading Kearney Catholic tonight at the end of the first quarter by a score of 15-10. So we get set here for Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic here this evening. The starting lineups for GICC. They're going to go with Patrick Stoltenberg in the ball game tonight at 6'4" and senior. Stoltenberg is averaging 6.6 points per ball game, 4.6 rebounds per game. Seth Wardine is a 6'1" and senior. Wardine is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Turner Fay is a 6 foot senior. Turner is averaging 26.7 points per ball game and 4.3 rebounds per game. He has scored 24 and 23 points against the Hawks in the first two meetings here this season. Tyler O'Connor getting a start for GICC, a 6'3" and senior. O'Connor is averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per game. And then Caleb Klunder is a 6'1" and senior. Klunder is averaging 4 points and 2.9 rebounds per ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic is averaging 57.1 points per ball game on offense. They give up only 40.5 on the defensive end. For Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks, a record of 17 wins, 6 losses. The Hawks are averaging 48.2 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 39.6 on the defensive end. They will go with Michael Hannon, a 6'1" junior. Hannon averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger, a 6 foot junior. Kissinger averaging 9 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, the 5'11" senior, averaging 1.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger, the 6'2" junior, averaging 10.8 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. And Zach Stirrup, the big guy inside, 6'10", he's a senior. Stirrup is averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia beating St. Paul in the opening round of this sub-district tournament the other night by a score of 55-29. Grand Island Central Catholic knocking off Central City in their opening round game by a score of 47-31. Hastings St. Cecilia going to be dressed in their visiting uniforms here tonight. They'll be blue, trimmed and lettered in the white, just the opposite for GICC here tonight. So we're set to go. St. Cecilia needing a win here tonight to keep their hopes for a fourth consecutive state championship in the realm of things here. St. Cecilia needing a win to stay alive, as it'll be Zach Stirrup jumping up in the center circle there against Patrick Stoltenberg. And it's going to be Grand Island Central Catholic controlling the opening tip here in this first quarter of play. St. Cecilia will start off with a man-to-man defense as they pound the ball inside. They get it into Seth Wardine. He comes down now on the wing to Patrick Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg dribbling to his left, drives down to the baseline, dumps it away on the right side of the lane. A shot taken there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stoltenberg, and a follow shot is up and in. Plunder misses the first one, and it's rebounded here by Wardine of a Central Catholic, and he lays it in. 2-0 is the score. Central Catholic has got a lead, and Hastings St. Cecilia comes back now against a very tough man-to-man defense here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They work the ball inside his stirrup. His shot in the wind is going to be around the rim and down. Gets a high hop off of the rim and is down through the hole. Here's the St. Cecilia stealing the ball but unable to save it here. It's going to be Chase Bassett. Bassett tries to save it on the near sideline. He flips it back into the court here but goes out of bounds on the far sideline. They'll be over there for St. Cecilia to grab the ball. So GICC will play things in. St. Cecilia attack here in backcourt. Seth Wardine has got the ball now for GICC. Brings it across the offensive, into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over to Turner Fay. Free throw line. Dumps it down low. Here's Stoltenberg. His shot is up and in. Patrick Stoltenberg scores, and it's a 4-2 ball game. GICC has got the lead. Boy, points were at a premium the last time these two teams played. 37-35 was the final score. Central Catholic winning in overtime over Hastings St. Cecilia. Now Stirrup loses the ball going to the basket. They got him the ball to the basket. They got him the ball right side of the basket. He was driving to the hole and lost the ball out of bounds. First turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Neither team turns the ball over much. St. Cecilia is averaging 11 turnovers per ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic only averaging 7. Here's Turner Fay on the baseline. Fakes once, goes up and shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose, is picked up by Fay. Free throw line extended left side. Fay holding on to the ball now for GICC. Drives the ball into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul's going to go here against Hastings St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to go on Chase Bassett. That's going to be his first foul. First team foul on the Blue Hawks here in the first quarter. 4-2 is the score. GICC has got the lead. The Crusaders undefeated on the season. Ranked number one in Class C1. They're 24-0. And now here's a traveling violation on Seth Wardine. Wardine whistled for the traveling violation out between the rings here for the Crusaders. So Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in backcourt. Phil Hamburger has got the ball. He'll bring things up now against Seth Wardine. Hamburger dribbles to the wing on the right side, dumps it off inside to Stirrup, bounces off of one defender, goes up with a shot and scores. Zach Stirrup has got both field goals for St. Cecilia so far, and we're tied up at 4 points apiece. 6:04 to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Seth Wardine with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here. Turner Fay with it now. Fay dribbles, moves to his right, throws up a three ball. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Mike Cannon has got it. Cannon gets the ball away now to a Phil Hamburger. Hamburger comes into the offensive zone, goes over on the left side, now to Chase Bassett, dribbles once, sends it inside. Stirrup has got the ball. He's double-teamed, comes near side to Kissinger. Kissinger spins away. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Kissinger spins away at the three-point arc and then takes the ball to the hole. Nice move to the basket there by Matt Kissinger. And St. Cecilia has now got a 6-4 advantage over Grand Island Central Catholic. We're playing in Hastings tonight, but St. Cecilia is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard, dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight against GICC. Central Catholic, the number one seed here in this C1 Sub-District 6 tournament. There's a feed to the left side. It's going to be handled here by Tyler O'Connor. He drives for the basket. Shot no good, and he's fouled on the play. Zach Stirrup picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's the first foul on Zach. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line for Central Catholic is going to be Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor is 65% foul shooter in the season for the Crusaders. Grand Island Central Catholic is a team hitting 72% of their free throws. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So O'Connor misses the free throw. He did not get to the free throw line in the first ball game of this sub-district against Central City. Tyler O'Connor will have one more. It's a 6-4 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over Grand Island Central Catholic. As O'Connor toes the mark for his second shot, it's up there. That one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. So Tyler O'Connor misses a pair of free throws, and now St. Cecilia's got the ball. Here's Phil Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles with it to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes out to Caesar Tino, who's into the ball game now. Tino, bounce pass down in the corner. Mike Cannon brings it up high on the block out here in three-point territory. Now over to Kissinger, left side of the lane. Kissinger holds the ball, dribbles once, comes over here to Mike Cannon. Entry pass, they get it to Stirrup. He goes for the basket, his shot good. St. Cecilia pounding the ball inside, and right now Central Catholic cannot keep the big guy away from the basket. 6 points in the ball game now for Zach Stirrup. St. Cecilia's got a four-point lead, 8-4 over the number one-ranked Crusaders of Central Catholic. Seth Wardine with the ball. Comes over to Clunder. His shot for three is good. Caleb Clunder scoring there on a three ball. He's been hitting only 25% of his threes so far this year, but he nails that one from right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. 8-7 is the score now. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Mike Cannon has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it against his man-to-man defense. Over to Caesar Tino on the wing. Caesar, lob pass comes over to Hamburger. Back inside his stirrup. Nice pass to Kissinger. The shot is up and in. Matt Kissinger scores. He's got 4 points. That's one thing a lot of people don't give Zach Stirrup credit for, is great passing. He's averaging 2.3 assists per ball game. He gets one right there. Here's Fay at the other end. His shot in and out, no good. Rebound underneath the hole. Stoltenberg. His shot partially deflected, and the ball's brought out of there by Kissinger. Kissinger now to Hamburger to Caesar Tino, and he loses the ball out of bounds. St. Cecilia turns it away. Here's Caesar Tino, cannot handle the pass. End of the ball game now for Central Catholic is going to be Tyler Barrientos. Barrientos is averaging 3 points and one rebound per ball game. Tyler is a 6 foot junior for Billy Gavers and the Crusaders. 10-7 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball. Turner Fay out to Stoltenberg for three. Shot good. Patrick Stoltenberg with 5 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 10 points apiece. First quarter, we're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play as Stoltenberg knocks that one down from the top of the key. Here's a Hamburger with the ball, dribbles to the wing on the right side, lobs it into Stirrup. Over in the deep corner left side, Mike Cannon, his shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebound Stoltenberg. Outlet pass to Turner Fay. Here come the Crusaders now. Turner pulls up on the wing, dribbles inside, kicks it back out, now to Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg now to Seth Wardine. Picked up there by Hamburger. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Dribbling of the ball is a Turner Fay. Dribbles it down the lane, all the way to the basket. It's not to be blocked down by Stirrup. Ball is recovered here by Caesar Tino. Tino gets the ball to Hamburger down the left sideline, down to Hannon. Mike Hannon into the offensive scoring zone. Central Catholic stays with his man-to-man defense. Hannon gets the ball over there on the wing and the left side to Kissinger. One cutter through the lane. Kissinger can't get the ball to him. Now hands the ball away to Hamburger out here in three-point territory. He drives the ball against Wardine. Jump pass down in the corner. Caesar Tino, he puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Traveling violation. Caesar Tino with a little hop there to the free throw line. His whistle for the steps. That's three turnovers now in St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Central Catholic has got one. 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied up at 10 points apiece. And Central Catholic will come back the other direction. Turner Fay gets the ball back now to Seth Wardine. Wardine walks it across the 10-second line, comes over to Fay, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench, dribbles inside the free throw circle, now gets it to a Stoltenberg. His shot is up there, he banks one home. Patrick Stoltenberg from about 15 feet away from the left side of the lane, banks one off the window and down through the hole. Stoltenberg now with 7 in the ball game. 12-10 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Stirrup, right side of the lane. Stirrup, nice pass to Kissinger. His shot is up and in. Kissinger right underneath the basket. That's the second time that has happened. As a Stirrup gets the ball to Kissinger, and he lays her home. We're tied up at 12 points apiece now. A 12 points apiece. There's a feed over the right sideline now to Tyler Barrientos. For Grand Island Central Catholic, comes out to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor now to Seth Wardine. He holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Works against Kissinger. Bounce pass comes to the left side to Turner Fay. Fay squares right out of the basket. Now drives it to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Foul on the play there by Tim Skoke, who just checked into the ball game. So Skoke picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks here in this first half of play. And to the free throw line is going to be Turner Fay for Grand Island Central Catholic. This kid averaging close to 27 points per ball game this year. He hits 77% of his free throws. He had 23 the other night against Central City. His shot is up there. It's good. He has had games against St. Cecilia of 24 and 23. Last time we played Central Catholic, Turner Fay had only 4 points at halftime. Ended up with 23, and then he hit the game-winning shot in overtime to give the Crusaders the 37-35 win over the Blue Hawks. 13-12 is the score now. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Turner Fay will have one more free throw. As he eyes the bucket, throws it up there, score it right down through the hole. Turner Fay now with his first 2 points in the ball game, and the Crusaders are out on top by a score of 14-12. 1:18 to play here in the first half from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Here's Matt Kissinger, leaves it out here in three-point territory to Skoke. Dribbles it down to the top of the key, moves it down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Tino trying to get away, dribbles it down the baseline, his shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by Cesar Tino. Tino averaging 8 points per ball game. Kid has really grown up this season here for the Blue Hawks. We're tied up now at 14 points apiece. Here's Turner Fay with the ball, gets away, dribbles, left side of the lane, comes back out on top. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's going to be no good by Tyler Staub, who just checked in there. Offensive rebound to Central Catholic. Tyler O'Connor has got it now. Sends it down in the corner to Turner Fay with his back to the basket. Fay squares around now as he works the offense with 35 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied up at 14 points apiece. Turner back out here in three-point territory. Picked up here defensively by Tim Skolk of St. Cecilia. Fay backs around out near the 10-second line. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Central Catholic will go for the final shot here. Turner Fay trying to set things up. Dribbles behind a screen from Staub, and now a foul is going to be called. So St. Cecilia not being very patient defensively there. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Hamburger. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. Central Catholic has not committed a personal foul yet here in this first quarter. Jordan Consbrook now out of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Patrick Stoltenberg also checking in there for Grand Island Central Catholic. 10 seconds to play now. Wardeen comes over here to Turner Fay. Free throw line extended left side. He'll crack up a three ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline. Scope from half court. His shot no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Class C16 Sub-District Championship at the end of one quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 14. Grand Island Central Catholic 14.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, tied up at 14 points apiece. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Tiger Gym. Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia for you tonight. It'll be St. Cecilia playing things in on the far sideline. And it'll be Grand Island Central Catholic staying with their man-to-man defense here. Matt Kissinger has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Kissinger out here in three-point territory trying to work. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. That's going to be intercepted. The fourth turnover now on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Central Catholic has got only one turnover. Crusaders have the ball back the other way. Stoltenberg has got it back out on the wing to Klender. Klender brings it across the top. That's going to be O'Connor. Sends the ball down low. They get the ball up to Turner Fay. His jump pass down in the corner is going to be right to the fingertips of Stoltenberg. The pass was a little bit high by Turner Fay. Stoltenberg couldn't handle it deep in the left corner. That's going to be a turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. 14-14 is the score. We're in the second quarter. That was 7.5 minutes to play until halftime. Here's a Cesar Tino with the ball picked up by Turner Fay. Tino starts off left and circles around to the right side of the lane. They get it to Consbrook. Consbrook over to Chase Bassett. Back out between the rings, now to Kissinger. Here's Matt Stirrup with the ball, or that was Zach Stirrup with the ball as he drives to the hole and scores. Zach Stirrup has now got 8 points in the basketball game. The big guy just takes that one right to the hole and scores. And St. Cecilia is back out to a two-point lead, 16-14. Central Catholic has got the ball now. Seth Wardine at the top of the key. Moves it over to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor picked up there by Cesar Tino. O'Connor dribbling with the ball, comes out into three-point territory. Now to Seth Wardine to the right sideline. Holding the ball over there is Patrick Stoltenberg. His pass comes out nearly into the backcourt. It's saved there. Turner Fay has got the ball underneath the clunder, and his shot is up and in. So Central Catholic nearly turns the ball over on an over and back violation. They save it. They get it to Turner Fay, who gets the ball immediately to Clunder, and he puts it down through the hole. We're tied up now at 16 points apiece. And the team able to break away so far here in the ball game. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to go on Caleb Clunder. That's going to be his first team foul, number one on the Crusaders here in this basketball game. In the first quarter, St. Cecilia hit 7 out of their 9 shots for 78%. Central Catholic just 5 out of 14 for 36%. Central Catholic hit a couple of three-pointers, so they were 2 out of 5 on three-pointers for 40%. St. Cecilia 0 out of 2. Driving for the hole is Hamburger. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg takes the ball to the right sideline. Now to Wardine. Wardine now to Fay for 3. Shot good. Turner Fay hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points. And now Central Catholic has come back to grab a three-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 19-16. Bill Hamburg with the ball, stops at the top of the three-point circle. They get it to Tino, inside now, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. Stirrup fell down right side of the lane as he was coming out to grab the ball. He fell down, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds. The fifth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game, and now the Crusaders have a chance to open up a lead here. 19-16 is the score. GICC with the advantage. Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball back in their offensive zone. Clunder moves it over on the wing on the left side, and losing the ball out of bounds is going to be Wardine. So Seth Wardine loses the ball out of bounds there for the Crusaders. Third turnover on GICC. 5:40 remaining here in the first half. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, 19-16. Here's Bill Hamburg with the ball, moves it on the wing on the right side, stops, sends a pass cross court, and it goes sailing out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Fay. They were trying to get the ball to Cesar Tino over there. That was deflected out of bounds, so it'll be St. Cecilia playing things in off of the far sideline. Here comes Kissinger back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Chase Bassett. And now we're going to have a timeout. Kevin Asher wants to talk things over for Hastings St. Cecilia. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play. They're in the first half of play. We're in the second quarter. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 19, Hastings St. Cecilia 16.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. 19-16 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Grand Island Central Catholic here in the sub-district championship ball game. Consbrook has got the ball. Consbrook over on the right side, now to Zach Stirrup. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Shot is up there and in. Bill Hamburger nails the three ball. And we're tied up now at 19 points apiece. As Hamburger comes back and hits the three ball deep in the left corner. Here's Clunder for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Consbrook. Consbrook down to Kissinger. Kissinger to Hamburger. Now to Stirrup. He drives for the basket. Shot is up there and in. Zach Stirrup already in double figures. He's got 10 points. And St. Cecilia goes out on top. On a score of 21-19. Here's Turner Fay at the other end. Three-pointer is going to be short. Rebound Clunder gets it back to Fay. Drives it down the right side of the lane and now retreats back out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Here's Turner Fay dribbling with the ball. Gets it now into the hands of Seth Wardine. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Wardine moves it over on the right side now to Turner Fay. He drives it against Kissinger inside the three-point arc. Double team, gets away. Turner Fay, long pass over here to O'Connor for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Consbrook. Picks it up in the lane on the hop. Gets it into the hands now of Hamburger. Hamburger feeds it inside his stirrup. He spins to the baseline. His shot is up there, it's good. Zach Stirrup with 12 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia now has a 4-point lead, 23-19, and now Central Catholic wants to call a timeout. The Crusaders call a timeout now. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 19.
For almost 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, offering you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service. They call you by your first name. A short wait time. Free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to the local and area teams in their tournament basketball games.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime score, Giltner is leading Heartland Lutheran 35-28. Giltner 35, Heartland Lutheran 28. That is a halftime score from Central City tonight. 23-19 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. And here is Seth Wardine with the ball. Goes over to Turner Fay on the right sideline. His three-pointer is put up there, an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Long pass down to Florida Kissinger. Drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound is loose on the baseline and is picked up here by Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg for Central Catholic. Now to Turner Fay. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made. Traveling violation. Fay was knocked down on the play. A traveling violation is called on Turner. That's the fourth turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ballgame. Mike Cannon coming into the ballgame now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 23-19. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over top-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's Kissinger, drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound, Hamburger. Outlet pass goes to the left side. Here's a shot by Cesar Tino. No good. And the rebound comes down to Clunder. St. Cecilia getting two shots at the hole right there and could not convert. Here comes a Turner Fay. His three-pointer from the right side is shot no good. Easy rebound underneath the hole there by a Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup now to Hannon. Gets the ball in the hands now of Hamburger. We're down to the three-minute mark here in the second quarter. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Getting his hands on it was a Clunder for Central Catholic. Clunder's going to check out into the ballgame now. Will be Tyler Barrientos for GICC. 23-19 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead in this must-win situation over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Joe Hamburger will play things in here on the near sideline, right in front of head coach Billy Gabers for the Crusaders. Hamburger gets it in now to Hannon. Hannon back out to Hamburger. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound, and it's going to be brought down there by Barrientos of GICC. Now to Seth Wardine. Wardine hustles into the forecourt over to Barrientos. His shot for three is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Stirrup gets it away now to Hamburger. Hustles into the offensive zone to Hannon. Down in the corner, Cesar Tino. Back out to Mike Hannon for three. His shot is up there. That's an error ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Central Catholic ball. So Mike Hannon throws up nothing but error here from three-point territory. And GICC comes back the other direction. 23-19 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead here in the second quarter. Turner Fay with the ball now for GICC. Comes across the top to Seth Wardine. He holds it now. Wardine gives it over to Tyler O'Connor. Entry pass to the free throw line to Wardine. Back outside. A three-pointer is put up there and in. A three-pointer by Stoltenberg. Patrick Stoltenberg has been averaging 6 points per ballgame this year. He's already got 10 in the ballgame here. 23-22 now. St. Cecilia leading by one. Hawks still with the ball. Here's a Hamburger. Gets it to Stirrup. Elbow right side of the lane. Down in the corner. Mike Hannon holds it. Handed down to Cesar Tino. Tino, dribble penetration, kicks it back out here to Kissinger. Kissinger out in three-point territory, looking to drive it, can't do it. Stirrup down in the corner, down to Hannon. His long-range jumper is up there and in, just inside the ring. Mike Hannon scores from the corner. That's his first field goal. The Hawks go back out on top by three, 25-22. Turner Fay hops in the lane, feeds it over on the right side. Here's a Tyler O'Connor. His shot for three is good. Dribble penetration right there by Turner Fay. He finds a wide-open Tyler O'Connor out there on the right sideline, and Tyler knocks down the three ball. And now we're tied up at 25 points apiece here in the second quarter. Here's Mike Cannon again from the left corner. His shot is up and in. Identical spot as he hit his last shot there in the last possession. Mike Cannon now with 4 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back out on top, 27-25 with 1:10 remaining here in the second quarter. Here's a Seth Wardine dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Turner Fay. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Turner Fay retreating out here. Now works a 1-on-1 against Kissinger. Bounce pass down underneath the bucket. He shot it up and in. That's Patrick Stoltenberg scoring again. Stoltenberg with 12 points in the basketball game for Grand Island Central Catholic. We are now tied up at 27 points apiece here. Here's Hamburg with the ball. Circles around. Ball tipped away, but it's picked up here by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Kissinger drives the ball against Stoltenberg. Left-handed shot is up and in. Nice move to the basket there by Kissinger as he drives into the hole and puts up a scoop shot left-handed and scores. 29-27 now. St. Cecilia leading by two. We're down to 25 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball. Fay spins around. Gets away from Cesar Tino. Can't put up a shot, though. Turner comes out to Seth Wardine. 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Turner Fay holds it now against Cesar Tino. Fay dribbles with the ball now. Left side of the lane. Tries to put Cesar in the air. Comes back out on top to Stoltenberg. His three-pointers, but up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Wardine is no good. And time expires here in the second quarter. First half in the books here tonight. The Class C1 6 Sub-District Championship on the line. Hastings St. Cecilia in a must-win situation if they want to continue their hopes of qualifying for the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. So far, so good. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead there at halftime. We'll take a break with a score of the Blue Hawks 29, Grand Island Central Catholic 27.
Neighbors, today we stop wasting our weekend standing in line for paint. For today, we go to Ace, where we'll find top-notch paint and supplies from people who know their stuff. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list.
Get your Ace paint from Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Neither team able to break away so far here in this basketball game. In fact, the biggest lead of the ball game in the first quarter was only 4 points. And that was Grand Island Central Catholic, or rather St. Cecilia with a lead. They had a advantage of 8-4 early in the ball game, but this thing has been tight most of the way. We were tied up at 14 points apiece at the end of the first quarter. And right now, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 29-27 advantage over the Crusaders. St. Cecilia also had a 4-point lead in the second quarter at 23-19. But we have been tied up numerous times here in the ball game, tied up at 4, tied up at 10, also at 12, and at 14 in the first quarter. Then tied at 16, 19, and 25, and at 27. In the second quarter, and finally, St. Cecilia's got the lead here at halftime by a score of 29-27. Checking a couple of other scores for you. Watching the Giltner Heartland Lutheran ball game. That is going on in Central City tonight for the sub-district championship. And the number one ranked Hornets have got the lead over Heartland Lutheran at halftime. The score is 35-28. Minden is leading Kearney Catholic tonight in the sub-district championship ball game from Grand Island Northwest. The score is 26-25 at halftime. The score here, 29-27, Hastings St. Cecilia leading Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings. And now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass. Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Gym in Hastings, Iowa, the C16 Sub-District Championship here tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. The score is 29-27. Scoring in the first half of play, Zach Stirrup leading the way for St. Cecilia so far. He has got 6 field goals, 12 points for the Blue Hawks. Matt Kissinger has come in to score 8 points. He's got 4 field goals here in the ball game. Mike Hannon has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Bill Hamburger has been held to just 3 points so far. Hamburger's not taking a whole lot of shots here in the first half. He's got 1 3-pointer and 3 points at halftime. And Cesar Tino has nailed a field goal and 2 points for the Blue Hawks. Grand Island Central Catholic being led by Patrick Stoltenberg so far. He has got 14 points in the ballgame. Stoltenberg in the two previous games with St. Cecilia scored an 11 points combined. He's got 14 here in the first half. Other scores for Central Catholic. Turner Fay has got 5 points. Tyler O'Connor has got 3. Caleb Clunder has got 5 points for GICC. So the score is 29-27. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead over the Crusaders. The Blue Hawks in the first half hit 64% of their field goals. They were 14 out of 22. Grand Island Central Catholic hit only 10 out of 25 for 40%. Three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 7 for 29%. Central Catholic 5 out of 12 for 42%. For the free throw line, Central Catholic 2 out of 4 for 50%. St. Cecilia did not get to the free throw line in the first half of play. The Blue Hawks have 5 turnovers in the first half. Grand Island Central Catholic with 4. And the rebounds pretty even too. Central Catholic has got 11 rebounds. St. Cecilia has got 10. But the Crusaders holding a 6-1 advantage on the offensive end. It's Hastings St. Cecilia holding the advantage on the scoreboard here tonight at halftime, 29-27. We'll get more from the Tiger Gym right after this.
But don't buy it.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Winner of this ball game will move on to the district championship ball game on Monday. They'll play the winner of the C15 sub-district tournament that's going on in Seward tonight. A game between David City and Centennial. All the district finals in classes C1 and C2 will be held on Monday. Then the district championships in D1 and D2 will be played on Tuesday. Hastings St. Cecilia leading here at halftime, 29-27 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Minden has got a lead again over Kearney Catholic, 26-25. That's going on at Grand Island Northwest tonight. Sutton is playing Donovan Trumbull in the C2-4 sub-district title game down at Sandy Creek tonight. Kennesaw is playing Axtell in D1-9 at Minden. And again, that's a D2-4 meeting up at Central City. Giltner has got the lead over Heartland Lutheran at halftime. The score is 35-28. We'll have more high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. We'll be the St. Cecilia girls basketball team. Hawkettes looking for a bid to the girls state tournament. They've got their district championship planned for tomorrow night against Columbus SCOTUS. It'll go at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in York, and we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 6:45. So Hastings St. Cecilia against Columbus SCOTUS tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. We'll be with the Hastings High Tiger boys basketball team on Saturday as they start their district play up in Grand Island against the Aurora Huskies. That'll be a 6 o'clock start on Saturday. We'll have the game for you here on KHIS, 5:45 for the pregame show. Adams Central will not start their district play until next Monday. They'll play the winner of that Hastings High Aurora ball game in the semifinals on Monday. So plenty of basketball yet to come here for this 2010-2011 season. This one has been close all the way, 29-27, as we start the third quarter here. Central Catholic will shoot to our basket to our right. Seth Wardeen has got the ball. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense here. Wardeen dribbles with it, comes over here now to Stoltenberg, who scored 14 points in the first half for Billy Gavers and the Crusaders. Comes out to Tyler O'Connor, out of the near sideline to Clunder. He holds the ball, now tries to drive it against Hannon, can't do it. Bounce pass comes out on top. That's going to be Seth Wardeen with the ball, picked up there by Matt Kissinger. Over to Turner Fay, left side of the lane. Turner Fay behind his screen, circles around, down the lane he goes, dumps it off on the left side. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good by Clunder, and the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Zach Stirrup has got the ball for St. Cecilia, now to Hamburger. The Blue Hawks have a two-point lead, and now we've got some problems here. Here's Matt Kissinger having problems. Looks like some tape came loose, and Kissinger pulls that off here down the near sideline. The official is calling the momentary timeout. Now we're set to go. St. Cecilia will play it in off of the far sideline. Hamburger has got the ball. Central Catholic stays with that man-to-man defense. Bounce pass comes out to Kissinger. He holds the ball now against Patrick Stoltenberg. Kissinger left open out here in three-point territory, but a bounce pass goes inside his stirrup and is back to the basket. Hops in the lane. There's a feet down low to Chase Bassett. It's not no good, and a foul is called. They got the ball down to Bassett, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Central Catholic. It's going to go on O'Connor. That's going to be his first. 6:45 to play. And going to the free throw line is going to be Bassett. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off of the right side. No good. Bassett, a 38% foul shooter on the season. He is now 7 out of 19 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 56%. Next shot is up there. That was in and out and back in again. So Chase Bassett hits 1 out of 2. Kearney Catholic and Minden now tied up at 36 points apiece at the end of the third quarter. Minden 36, Kearney Catholic 36. 30-27 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Turner Fay dribbles to the right side, throws up a little 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Stirrup has got a bushel basket full of rebounds so far here in this basketball game for St. Cecilia. He's been all over the place. Matt Kissinger trying to drive it inside. The ball poked away. Matt gets it under control. Comes out here into three-point territory. Sends it to the right sideline. Hannon has got the ball. Now to Bassett, to Hamburger. Fakes the three. Drives into the basket. His shot is up there and in. Phil Hamburger hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points, and St. Cecilia has opened up a five-point lead, 32-27, and Central Catholic wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 1 second to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 32, Grand Island Central Catholic 27.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. Mike Willen, statistician Gene Shaw here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High here tonight. Class C1 Subdistrict 6 championship on the line. The Blue Hawks is trying to fight their way out of a corner here, trying to stay alive. Of course, the Hawks, the three-time defending state champions, trying to get back to Lincoln in a couple of weeks. But Saints to say he needs a win here tonight over this undefeated and number one ranked team to stay alive. They'll have to play one more game, the district championship, next week against either David City or Centennial to earn a trip back to the state tournament. Here's Turner Fay with the ball, puts a man in the air, but can't go up for the shot. Gets it away now to O'Connor. Tyler O'Connor, entry pass to get it to Wardine. Back down on the baseline. Stoltenberg, a shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Stoltenberg throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. That would not go. St. Cecilia right there with the rebound. So the Hawks come back with the ball. Hamburger dribbles to the near sideline. Reverses it. Gets it to Bassett. His shot deflected. Picked up by Bassett. Chase under control. Gets it over here to Hamburger. Feeds it inside down to Stirrup. Spins to the baseline. His shot in and out. No good. That one was halfway down and falls off. Plunder gets the rebound. Plunder, Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass. They get it to Wardine in the lane. No, that's a Turner Fay. His shot is up there. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Stoltenberg out of bounds. Turner Fay misses one right in front of the hole there for Central Catholic. End of the ball game now will be Tyler Berrientos for GICC. Caleb Plunder will come to the bench. And now Central Catholic will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Stirrup will inbound the ball. They get it to Hamburger. Now to Zach Stirrup. He holds it. Here's a Kissinger now. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. We got a reaching in foul as Turner Fay tried to poke the ball away for GICC. That is the first foul in Turner Fay. Team foul number two on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Cesar Tino. So Cesar Tino into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Playing it in will be Kissinger as he gets it back here to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger drills to the far sideline. The ball loose, but Hamburger gets it under control and now throws up a 17-footer. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It goes to the corner. Stirrup tries to save it, and he knocks it off of the leg of a Crusader out of bounds. That was Stoltenberg over there for Central Catholic. Nice job by Stirrup knocking the ball off of the leg of Patrick Stoltenberg. So St. Cecilia will save it here, and they'll play things in from deep in the left corner. Hamburger gets it to Cesar Tino on the wing. Cesar circles around, flips it down to a Kissinger free throw. Nope, he's going to dump it down low. Stirrup grabs the ball. He goes for the hole and scores. Zach Stirrup has got 14 points. Looked like he was going to go up for the shot from the free throw line, but dumps it away instead to Stirrup. St. Cecilia's got a 7-point lead, 34-27. Here's a Central Catholic with the ball back in their offensive end. Here's O'Connor with it now. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Comes to Seth Wardine. Wardine on the wing. Bounce pass. Goes inside. As they get the ball there to O'Connor. O'Connor now gets rid of it to Stoltenberg, and he's called for the steps. Patrick Stoltenberg was surrounded by Blue Hawks, and he's called for the traveling violation. Five turnovers now on the Crusaders, and he's seeing St. Cecilia's built a 7-point lead, and they've got the ball with 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Mike Hannon deep in a corner in the left side for St. Cecilia. Comes out now to Hamburger as he holds it against his man-to-man. Hamburger puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the right side, stops. Feeds inside now. That's Stirrup. His pass down in the corner. Cesar Tino. His shot is no good, but we got a foul before the shot. Somebody trying to fight through a screen over there. The foul is going to be called on Seth Wardine of Central Catholic. Wardine picks up his first. That's going to be the third team foul on Central Catholic here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia has not yet committed a personal foul here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia will play things in. They get it to Zach Stirrup out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes to Hamburger. Gets it back to Stirrup. Right side of the lane. Dribbles into the paint now. Throws up a shot. No good, but he's fouling the play. Central Catholic with no answer for Zach Stirrup so far in this ballgame today. Tyler O'Connor picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Crusaders. Stirrup goes to the free throw line. He's got 14 points in the ballgame so far. His games against Central Catholic this year, 9-14 in the two meetings. Shot from the line is up and in. Stirrup hitting right at 50% on his free throws so far this year. And he is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line during this sub-district tournament this week. He was 2 for 3 the other night. It's his first one here. Second one is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stoltenberg. So he's seeing St. Cecilia with their biggest lead of the ball game now at 35-27. with 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third. Turner Fay drives for the basket. It's not good, and he's fouled. Turner Fay scores, and he is fouled in the play. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and Fay will go to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Remember, St. Cecilia had Turner well under control in that last ball game. He had just 4 points at halftime. He ended up with 23. When Turner wants to turn it on, Turner turns it on. Now Turner misses a free throw. He's 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. So the St. Cecilia lead is now at 6 points, 35 to 29. 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Matt Kissinger with the ball to stirrup. Straddles the three-point arc on the right side of the lane. Comes back out to Kissinger. Comes across the top now to Mike Hannon. Hannon picked up by Tyler O'Connor. To Kissinger back inside to stirrup. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try is up and in. Jack Stirrup now with 17 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by 8 points. 37 to 29 late in the third quarter here at the Tiger Gym. Turner Fay has got the ball. Turner holds it out here in three-point territory. Stoltenberg sets a screen. Fay dribbles inside. Gets it to Stoltenberg. Down to the right sideline. Wardeen, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. Nope, a foul is going to be called. Hamburger going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Check that. Team foul, or actually the third foul on Phil Hamburger now. Second team foul on St. Cecilia. So Hamburger is going to have to come out of there. Tim Skoke is going to check in. And now we got a timeout called. Hastings St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout here. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. In the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 37, Grand Island Central Catholic 29.
For almost 90 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, offering you the best prescription and over-the-counter service. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service. They call you by your first name. A short wait time. Free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Burt's Pharmacy can even text you when your prescription is ready for pickup at its convenient drive-up window. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Good luck to the local and area teams in their tournament basketball games.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Central Catholic only 1 out of 6 here in the third quarter of play. St. Cecilia 3 out of 6. 37-29 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. It was 29-27 at halftime in favor of the Blue Hawks. But now Phil Hamburger has got 3 personal fouls for St. Cecilia. He's the only guy really in foul trouble. Nobody for Central Catholic with more than 2. Tyler O'Connor has got 2. Turner Fay with 1. Caleb Clunder has got 1. Seth Wardeen has got 1. Those are the only fouls that have been called so far on the Crusaders here in the ballgame. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Stoltenberg from the corner. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Nobody out there defensively for St. Cecilia. Stoltenberg could not drain the three-pointer. Hawks come down on the rebound. Kissinger has got the ball. Mike Hannon down on the right sideline. Hannon trying to get away. Hannon holds it. Lobs it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Stoltenberg steps in front of the pass. They try to get it to stirrup inside, and St. Cecilia turns it over for the sixth time. Here's Turner Fay driving to the basket, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Turner Fay in some traffic there. Loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. 37-29. St. Cecilia's got an 8-point lead. Remember, St. Cecilia led by 7 going into the fourth quarter in the last ball game and lost it in overtime. On that last second shot by Turner Fay, 37-35. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Cesar Tino has got it. Tino drives it down the right sideline. Now spins right side of the lane. The ball tipped away and is picked up here by Barrientos. The 7th turnover on St. Cecilia. Turner Fay back the other way, looking to penetrate. Now drives it down the lane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher not happy with the officiating here in the second half. The foul is going to go on Scope. That's going to be his second. It's going to be Central Catholic playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Turner Fay gets it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Barrientos. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Tino grabs the board for the Blue Hawks. Gets it down to Skoke. That's near sideline to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger moves it down in the corner to Hannon. Back out to Kissinger on the deep wing, left side of the lane. Trying to get away. And now we got a timeout called as Matt Kissinger was being hawked out here by Turner Fay. The St. Cecilia wanting to save the possession. They call a timeout from the bench. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 37, Grand Island Central Catholic 29.
Neighbors, today we stop wasting our weekend standing in line for paint. For today, we go to Ace, where we'll find top-notch paint and supplies from people who know their stuff. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list.
Get your Ace paint from Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym, Hastings St. Cecilia hanging on to the lead here over number one ranked and undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic, 37-29. 90 seconds to play here in this third quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball, Stirrup hands it back here to Mike Cannon out in three-point territory. Right on his grill is Tyler O'Connor. Cannon dribbles with the ball, goes over to Skoke on the right sideline. Skoke, lob pass goes in, finds to be intercepted. Again, Stoltenberg with a steal as he takes that one away from Zach Stirrup. That's going to be the eighth turnover now in St. Cecilia. We're down to a minute and 8 seconds to play. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds there. Turner Fay had it. It was tipped out of his hands by Skoke. So it's going to be Central Catholic playing it in off of the far sideline. Seth Wardeen will play it in. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Bassett. Skoke will come out. 37-29, St. Cecilia out on top here in the third quarter. Hawks led at halftime with a score of 29-27. Turner Fay with the ball for Central Catholic. Bounce pass goes to Wardeen. Wardeen out of Berrientos. Out between the rings again to Turner Fay. Right sideline, Seth Wardeen holds the ball now against St. Cecilia. The Hawks going to flash a little zone here. Flash a little zone at the Crusaders. Driving to the basket. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Stoltenberg. Follow shot good. Stoltenberg gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 16 points in the ball game. 37-31. St. Cecilia now with a six-point lead. Hawks with the ball with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Mike Hannon has got it. Hannon just across the 10-second line, and now we've got a timeout called here as Kevin Asher wanting to save the possession there. Time was running out on Hannon, and St. Cecilia needs to call a timeout to save the possession. 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 37, Grand Island Central Catholic 31.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. C16 Sub-District Championship on the line. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. The score 37-31. Tomorrow night, Girls District Championship action for you from York High School as Hastings St. Cecilia will battle Columbus SCOTUS. On the air at 6:45 pregame show. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. 37-31, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead by 6 points. Hamburger back into the ballgame. Hamburger gives it to Stirrup. Now to Hamburger, circles around down on the baseline. He's forced out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. Hamburger forced out of bounds down there as he was circling around down on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Wardeen. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be St. Cecilia playing it in underneath their own basket to the left side. Hamburger gets it to Stirrup. Stirrup hands it back to Hamburger on the wing. Takes it to the free throw line. Now down the lane. Puts it up there. Left-handed. It scores. Phil Hamburger now with 7 points in the ball game. 39-31. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Turner Fay. His long-range jumper for three is off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. And time runs out. Three quarters in the book. So St. Cecilia again with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic entering the fourth and final quarter. Much like they were a couple of weeks ago when Central Catholic came back to beat St. Cecilia at overtime. Three quarters in the books. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Grand Island Central Catholic 31.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. The unbelievable Tractor Tire Sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op Pivot Tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax Tractor Tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other Tractor Tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter here tonight at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. The score is 39-31, and here's a foul now as Amberger trying to get the ball out of the offensive zone. Seth Wardeen picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Wardeen. That's going to be team foul number six on the Crusaders. We're down to 7 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 39-31, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Crusaders. Hamburger has got the ball here as he works against Turner Fay. Hamburger down the right sideline. Hamburger reverses the ball here as he gets it to Cesar Tino. Now to Mike Hannon, lobs it inside to Stirrup. Stirrup flips the ball left side of the lane to Kissinger. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Kissinger down to Hannon, back out to Kissinger, top of the key. A whistle underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. They were holding the big guy, Zach Stirrup, inside, and a personal foul. He'll be whistled here on Seth Wardeen. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Wardeen now with four fouls for the Crusaders. That's going to be team foul number seven on GICC. And that's going to send St. Cecilia out of the free throw line for the bonus. Tyler Barrientos going into the ball game now for Billy Gavers and the Crusaders. Wardeen's going to have to come to the bench with four personal fouls. Stirrup, a 50% foul shooter to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. So the Blue Hawks still have an 8-point lead, 39-31. Here's Tyler Barrientos with the ball. Rather, it's Fay. Fay moves it over in the far sideline now. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by O'Connor. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Long pass down to Ford to Kissinger, and he loses control of the ball out of bounds. Kissinger can't handle the pass there from Hamburger and turns away. That's nine turnovers now on Hastings St. Cecilia. 7 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ballgame, 39-31. St. Cecilia out on top. End of the ballgame now. Chase Bassett for St. Cecilia. Going out will be Matt Kissinger. So 39-31. Central Catholic in the third quarter shot only 2 out of 12 from the field for 17%. Here's Fay for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hamburger. St. Cecilia hit 4 out of their 7 shots for 57% in the third quarter. Hawks to build an 8-point lead now, 39-31. Cesar Tino cuts down to the lane. His shot is up there, no good, and he is called for the traveling violation. And Kevin Asher can't believe it here on the near sideline. Kevin Asher cannot believe it here on the near sideline as Cesar Tino is called for a traveling violation, taking the ball into the hole. 39-31, the score remains. The Hawks out on top by 8 points. Tyler O'Connor has got it here on the right sideline. Tyler dribbling with the ball now. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. It's going to be intercepted, but Hamburger falls out of bounds with it. Hamburger got his hands on it, intercepted the ball, but his momentum carried him out of bounds into the first row of the bleachers. St. Cecilia is showing a little zone now, I think, here against Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's Turner Fay deep in the corner on the right side. Turner out here in three-point territory. Comes out between the rings now and drives the ball against Cesar Tino. Hops to the free throw line. Now goes to the left side. Here's a shot up there. It's in and out. No good by Barrientos. Offensive rebound. A shot taken there by Stoltenberg as he blocked out of bounds by Stirrup. A block shot there by Zach Stirrup as Stoltenberg got the offensive board. Trying to put it back through the hole, and Zach Stirrup was right there for St. Cecilia. 6:31 to play. The Hawks are up on top by 8 points here. There's a Turner Fay with the ball on the wing on the left side. Moves to his left. Tries to dribble inside the ball. Pulls loose and goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touched here by St. Cecilia. So again, the Crusaders will have the ball. They will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 39-31, St. Cecilia with the lead. We're in the fourth quarter. 6:23 to play. Inbounding the ball for the Crusaders will be Caleb Klunder. Bounce pass goes deep in a corner. Tyler O'Connor has got it. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Picked up there by Cesatino. O'Connor gets away. Bounce pass now to Turner Faye. Faye will run the offense here. Caesar will pick him up. St. Cecilia is playing his zone defense. Here's Faye. Spins at the elbow. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Stoltenberg tips the ball out, but picks up the personal foul. Stoltenberg over the back of Phil Hamburger picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Crusaders. Now remember, St. Cecilia's got just 3 team fouls here in the second half, so it'll be a while before Central Catholic goes to the free throw line. Meanwhile, that's the 8th team foul on the Crusaders, and Phil Hamburger will now go to the mark here for St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got 7 points in the basketball game so far tonight. He's a 59% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hamburger now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line during this sub-district tournament. He was 1 out of 2 the other night against St. Paul in their opening round win. St. Cecilia has built a 9-point lead now over Grand Island Central Catholic, 40-31. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stoltenberg. So it's 40-31, the biggest lead of the ball game now for either team. There's a Klunder with the ball deep in the corner on the right side. He tries to drive it to the basket, and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his 4th personal foul. So now Phil Hamburger with 4 fouls here for St. Cecilia. Team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. Faye has got it off of the inbound. Down in the corner. Bounce pass comes out here to Klunder. He comes across the top. They get it to a Barrientos. Down in the corner to O'Connor. His shot is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball now with 5:45 to play. Phil Hamburger stays into the ball game. Despite his 4 fouls, brings it into the offensive zone. Dribbles to the top of the key, stops right there, lobs it over on the wing. That's Stirrup with the ball. Central Catholic is still in the man-to-man defense. Here's a Zach Stirrup, holds it out here in 3-point territory. Now has to get rid of it, does so. Mike Hannon has got it now. Hannon picked up by Caleb Klunder. Hannon hands the ball away now to Hamburger. Hamburger has it poked away by Turner Faye, gets it under control. Hamburger now drives into the basket. His shot is going to be no good. He misses one from point-blank range, and the ball goes out of bounds. Hamburger took it right to the lip of the basket and missed the shot there for St. Cecilia. Then the Hawks lose the ball out of bounds. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of number 1 ranked and undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic, 40-31. Crusaders come back with the basketball. The Hawks will now go to this is still a zone defense here for St. Cecilia. A zone against the Crusaders. Barrientos has got the ball picked up by Cesatino. Bounce pass to Wardine. Dribble penetration. Stops. And now goes down in the corner on the right side to Caleb Klunder. Central Catholic having problems here against the St. Cecilia zone defense. Out on top, this is going to be Turner Faye with the ball picked up by Cesatino. Dribble penetration. He takes it down the lane. To the basket he goes, and his shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. So Turner got some penetration into the zone and took it right to the front of the basket. And a foul is going to be called here on Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks, but this will be a shooting situation. It's going to be Turner Faye going to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 7 points in the basketball game so far, only 2 in the second half. The shot from the line is up and in. Faye is now 8 out of 10 from the free throw line during the sub-district tournament. He was 5 for 6 the other night in their win over Central City. 40-32, St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. Turner Faye will have one more free throw. His shot is up there, and the shot good. 40-33, St. Cecilia now leading by 7. Stirrup with the ball, gets it to Hamburger, now to Cesatino. Tino drives into the basket, his scoop shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Cesatino taking the ball with a hole there for St. Cecilia, and he is fouled in the play. And the foul is going to go on Tyler Barrientos, that's going to be his first. So Caesar goes to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Tino has got 2 points in the ball game, and now Billy Gavers is up. He wants to call a timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic will call a timeout, 4:33 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 40, Grand Island Central Catholic 33.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Minden ended their ball game on a 15-2 run, and Minden knocks off Kearney Catholic by a score of 51-42. So the Whippets won their sub-district championship. Giltner has also won tonight. Giltner has beaten Heartland Lutheran by a score of 66-62. This is Cesar Tino to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia leading here by a score of 40-33. We are in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the basketball game. Cesar Tino will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia leading 41-33. The Hawks have led by as many as 9 points here. And now they have a 9-point lead, 41-33. Turner Fay back with the basketball now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Berrientos for three. Shot good. Tyler Berrientos nails one from deep in the left corner. And just like that, it's 41-36. Now here's the ball tipped out of bounds there by Turner Fay. 41-36. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to hang on here tonight. Still 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here comes Stoltenberg back into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic, replacing Caleb Plunder. So Central Catholic will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Stirrup gets the ball into Hamburger. And now the Central Catholic fans come alive right below us here at the Tiger Gym. Hamburger on the wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Sends it inside down to Stirrup. Goes for the basket and shot. No good. And he's going to be hacked on the arm. And the big 6'10" senior, Zach Stirrup, will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. It was fouled by Patrick Stoltenberg. That's going to be Patrick's second personal foul. Team foul number 10 on Grand Island Central Catholic. So now the Crusaders have put St. Cecilia in a double bonus here for the rest of the ballgame. St. Cecilia will have two free throws on each foul. Stir up to the free throw line right now, and his shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim, falls off to the right side, no good. He is now 1 out of 4 on free throws tonight. Stirrup has got 17 points in the basketball game. .401 to play here in the contest. Here's the next shot, it's up there, it's good. Stirrup hits 1 out of 2. St. Cecilia leading now by 6 points, so it's back to a two-possession ball game at 42-36. Turner Fay with the ball now for Grand Island Central Catholic to Seth Wardine. Wardine holds the ball. Two-handed pass goes to the far side to Turner Fay, and he's out of bounds. The pass was high from Seth Wardine, but it was brought down there by Turner Fay, but he was out of bounds. So a turnover on the Crusaders. That's their seventh of the ball game. Now St. Cecilia will play things in. Stirrup gets it to Hamburger. Ball poked away, but Hamburger picks it up on the end line. Races the ball into the offensive zone now for the Blue Hawks. Gets it into the hands of Kissinger. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes to Stirrup. Goes for the basket. His shot is going to be good. But it won't count. It's going to be a foul here. An offensive foul on Stirrup. Zach Stirrup gets hit with an offensive charging foul. That's his second personal foul. So it's 42-36. The score remains. Plunder is going to come back into the ball game now for Central Catholic. Going out is going to be Patrick Stoltenberg. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. The Hawks trying to hang on. They keep their season alive here. Hawks seeking their fourth straight championship, their state championship. But first of all, they got to get there. The wild card is not in play this year for the Blue Hawks. That's not the same story for the Crusaders. They have the top point average. So Central Catholic can still make it to the state tournament even if they lose this ball game. Here's Plunder for three. Shots way off the mark. No good. Rebound Fay. Foul shot, no good. Right in front of the basket. And the rebound ripped out of there by Zach Stirrup. 42-36. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Hamburger has got the ball on the right sideline. Hamburger sends it inside to Kissinger. Comes back out of the wing. The Hamburger sends it back inside to Stirrup with his back to the basket. Stirrup comes over to Cesar Tino for three. His shot no good. Long rebound picked up by Stirrup at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane and he's fouled in the play. So St. Cecilia getting 2 shots, 3 shots at the bucket. And finally they get the big guy, Zach Stirrup, going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Tyler O'Connor. That's going to be his third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks will be Zach Stirrup. 18 points in the basketball game, 2 out of 5 from the line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line for Stirrup. A 50% foul shooter coming in here. Stirrup is now 4 out of 9 on free throws during this sub-district tournament at Hastings High. Plunder comes back out of the ball game. Coming back in is going to be Wardeen for Central Catholic. Here's a shot from the line by Zach. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. 42-36, still a two-possession ball game. Still plenty of time here. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Right sideline, Seth Wardeen has got it. Moves it down in the corner to Berrientos. Berrientos to Stoltenberg. He sends it back into the lane there to Turner Fay. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stoltenberg, and the foul is called. Well, they're fighting down there on the baseline, left and right of the basket, and finally a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's. It's going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Central Catholic will be Stoltenberg. He has got 16 points in the ball game tonight. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. He missed on his only attempt on Tuesday in their ball game against Central City, and he misses here. And the rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. So it's still a 42-36 ball game. Here's the ball. It's locked off of the hands of Hamburger, out of bounds. Cesar Tino was being attacked out here by the Crusaders, trying to get the ball away to Hamburger and threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Hastings St. Cecilia. We're down to 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play in regulation. 42-36. The Hawks leading by 6. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Kissinger. He knocks down Turner Fay. No foul called. And now Billy Gavers right into the face of one of the officials here on the near sidelines. Knocked down Turner Fay into the Crusader bench, but no foul was called. And instead, Central Catholic will play things in. Turner has got the ball now. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Here's a shot for 3. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound brought down by Stirrup. Stirrup down to Hamburger. Stirrup sets the screen. Hamburger brings it into the offensive zone. Down in the corner to Hannon. Down to Hamburger. Drives for the basket. His shot good. Hamburger now 10 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 44-36. Ball knocked loose. Cesar Tino grabs a timeout. No traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called. The Hawks wanted a timeout. They didn't get it. Cesar Tino is hit with a traveling violation for St. Cecilia. That's turnover number 12 on the Blue Hawks. A minute and 55 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 44-36. St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. Turner Fay for 3. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger has got it for St. Cecilia, dribbling with the ball here in backcourt. Approaching the midcourt stripe. Brings it into the offensive zone. And now we got a timeout. We got a timeout, St. Cecilia. A minute and 37 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Blue Hawks 44, Grand Island Central Catholic 36.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Turner Fay just 1 out of 7 on three-pointers in this ball game tonight. 44-36. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks have the basketball as they will play things in. Hamburger gets it now to Mike Hannon. To Hamburger. Central Catholic attacking all over the place now. Hamburger has got the ball at the elbow, left side of the lane. They get it to Zach Stirrup. St. Cecilia may elect to run some time here. Here's a Kissinger. He's going to be fouled in a play by Turner. Turner Fay picks up his second. That's going to be team foul 10 plus on Central Catholic here in the second half. So all these fouls will result in free throws. St. Cecilia needs to knock these babies down. Matt Kissinger to the free throw line has not been there tonight. His shot is off of the right side, no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 56% of their free throws. Boy, we need these charity tosses to go down the hole now. 44-36, the Hawks have the lead. A minute 23 to play. Next shot is up there. That one is down. So Kissinger hits 1 out of 2, and the Hawks are back out to a 9-point lead. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game now at 45-36 with 1 minute and 23 seconds to play. Turner Fay has got the ball for Central Catholic behind his screen. Moves it down in the corner. Barrientos for three. His shot short. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Stirrup gets the ball now to Hamburger. Bill Hamburger winds his way up the floor. Nice pass underneath the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They missed the easy one, and a foul is going to be called. Chase Bassett had an easy shot there for St. Cecilia and misses. And a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Bassett. That's going to be his second. So not only does he miss the easy shot there, he commits the personal foul. And that's going to send Stoltenberg to the free throw line. That's not what the Blue Hawks want, giving Central Catholic a chance to score here with the clock stop. Stoltenberg's free throw is up and in. Stoltenberg now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 17 points in the basketball game. 45-37. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic. Next shot is up there. He buries that one. 1:08 to play now. It's 45-38. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here comes Bassett out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Kissinger back in there. Stirrup comes to Kissinger on the near side. There's a pass driving for the basket. It's Hannon and his shot. No good, but he's fouled. Hannon goes tumbling out of bounds. St. Cecilia broke the Central Catholic pressure, and Hannon was going for an uncontested layup, but he was fouled in the play. And that's going to be number 5, I believe, on Seth Wardeen. Yeah, Seth Wardeen is just fouled out of the basketball game. Wardeen leaves with 0 points tonight. He leaves with 1:04 to play. So 1:04 to play. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Central Catholic. It's 45-38. Could the third time be a charm here? Central Catholic has beaten St. Cecilia twice this season. Hannon's free throw is up and in. Hannon during the sub-districts is now 7-for-7 on free throws. He was 6-of-6 the other night against St. Paul. St. Cecilia with a 46-38 lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. We're down to 1 minute to play as Faye brings the ball into the offensive zone, drives it down the right side of the lane, jump pass down in the corner to Barrientos for three, his shot good. Tyler Barrientos nails a three ball from deep in the right corner, and we have a 5-point ball game now with 53 seconds to play. 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. We got a timeout. Central Catholic, it's St. Cecilia 46, Grand Island Central Catholic 41.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we understand Centennial has won in the other sub-district. So the winner of this ball game will take on Centennial on Monday night. We'll try to get a score for you. Centennial is playing David City tonight. And we understand Centennial has won the ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over Grand Island Central Catholic, 46-41. But we have 53.2 seconds to play. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Stirrup gets it out of Mike Hannon. Hannon to Kissinger. Rather, Hannon to a Hamburger. Brings it back to Hannon, and now we've got a whistle. And we got a foul back here in backcourt. So a foul is going to go on Central Catholic. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line again. The foul is going to go on Turner Fay. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line will be Mike Hannon. 1 out of 2 so far tonight. 7 out of 8 in the tournament so far. Hannon with 5 points in the basketball game, and his shot is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia missing some free throws down the stretch here. The Hawks now 5 out of 14 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. You can't give the Crusaders an open door here. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Turner Fay with the ball. Covered up in the three-point territory. Gets it to Barrientos. Barrientos now to Faye. Dribbling with the ball. 30 seconds to play. Here's a Patrick Stoltenberg. Two-handed pass comes out on top to O'Connor. Deep in the corner, driving the baseline. His shot is up there. It's still getting the foul. It's going to be called. That was Klunder driving the baseline. He goes up with a shot. Now he'll go to the free throw line as he is fouled in a play by Zach Stirrup. 46-41 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top by 5 points, but going to the free throw line now for Central Catholic, Caleb Klunder. The Hawks unable to knock down free throws here in the fourth quarter, leaving the door open for the number one ranked Crusaders. Shot from the free throw line, good. Klunder now with 6 points in the ball game, and you start to get that uneasy feeling. 46-42, St. Cecilia with a 4 point lead with 24.7 seconds to play. Caleb Klunder will get one more free throw toss here. His shot is up there. It's good. The Crusaders knocking down their free throws. The Blue Hawks are not. 46-43. Here's an inbounds pass, and a foul is going to be called. 46-43 with 23 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Central Catholic in backcourt. It's going to go on Barrientos. That's going to be his second. That's going to send the Hawks to the free throw line again. This time, Phil Hamburger will toe the mark. Hamburger, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. 2 out of 4 for the tournament. Hamburger's free throw is up there. It's good. Now it's a 47-43 advantage. We've got to knock down these free throws down the stretch. Phil Hamburger now with the 11 points in the ballgame. Next shot is up there by Hamburger. That one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Turner Fay. 47-43, St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead. Fans come to their feet. Turner Fay for three. A shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Hamburger grabs it. He loses the ball. It is picked up here by Fay. He throws up a shot. It's no good. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Central Catholic basketball. We're down to 9.8 seconds to play. It's a two-possession ball game here at 47-43, but Central Catholic will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Klunder will play things in for Grand Island Central Catholic. He holds it to Turner Fay, 1-3. Now he throws up an off-balance three. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, and a foul is called. Cesar Tino grabs the rebound. The Hawks have the lead with 4.7 seconds to play, and they're going to go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called on Patrick Stoltenberg. That's going to be Stoltenberg's third. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia, Cesar Tino, one of the better foul shooters on this team, hitting 70% of his free throw tosses. 47-43, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. And now evidently Cesar Tino has got some blood coming maybe from his nose. Needs a towel to wipe that off as the official sends him over to the near sideline. And now Cesar Tino might have to come out of the ballgame. They talked to Kevin Asher. Cesar Tino evidently has some blood coming out of his nose, and he's going to have to come out of the ballgame. They're going to send in Jordan Consbrook. So Consbrook will go to the free throw line now. So a guy who's been on the injured list most of the season now goes to the free throw line with 4.7 seconds to play. And his ball club out on top, 47-43. Jordan Consbrook dips the knee. Shot is up there. He hits it. Jordan Consbrook hits a free throw for Cesar Tino. And it is now a 48-43 ball game. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead, leading number one ranked and undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic here in the sub-district championship ball game. Next shot by Jordan is up there. That one is good. He nails two free throws. The Hawks have a 6-point lead, 49-43. They play it in here down the far sideline. Turner Fay. Fay into the offensive zone. Throws up a three ball. It's no good. The Hawks have won it. Hastings St. Cecilia has knocked off Grand Island Central Catholic in the sub-district championship game tonight here at Hastings High. Final score of 49-43. So the Hawks still have hopes of gaining a berth in the state high school basketball tournament. It was not easy tonight. They hang on. The third time is a charm here for the Blue Hawks after two close losses to Grand Island Central Catholic. Hastings St. Cecilia has beaten Grand Island Central Catholic tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 49, Grand Island Central Catholic 43. You're listening to high school basketball.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Tiger Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia has defeated Grand Island Central Catholic tonight here in the boys' C16 sub-district championship. The Blue Hawks hang on for a 49-43 victory here tonight. So St. Cecilia will move on to play Centennial, we understand, in the district championship ball game on Monday night. And again, the powers to be will come up with a site. We'll let you know about that throughout the day tomorrow. But St. Cecilia is still hoping to gain a berth in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. They knocked down a sub-district championship tonight. Their season will continue as they knock off previously undefeated and number one ranked Grand Island Central Catholic tonight by the score of 49-43. We were tied up at 14 points apiece at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia had a 29-27 advantage after two. The Blue Hawks then got to an 8-point lead after three quarters at 39-31. They stretched that lead to 9 points early in the fourth quarter at 40-31. Also had a 9-point lead later on at 45-36. Central Catholic, like all good teams do, found a way to battle back. They got within 3 points at 46-43, but the Hawks winning by a final margin of 49-43. So St. Cecilia improves to 18 wins and 6 losses on the season. They'll play for the district championship on Monday night. Grand Island Central Catholic will be the wild card team in Class C1, and their record now at 24 wins and 1 loss in the season. And don't be surprised if St. Cecilia makes it to the state tournament that we could see another meeting between Central Catholic and St. Cecilia in the state tournament. It's not out of the question. So a big win here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic 49-43. Zach Stirrup ends up scoring 18 points for St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight. Stirrup had 12 points in the first half and 6 more in the second half, but he was just 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. 18 points for Zach Stirrup, 11 points for Phil Hamburger tonight. Matt Kissinger had 9, Mike Hannon had 5 points, Cesar Tino had 3, and Chase Bassett had 1. St. Cecilia 8 out of 20 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Central Catholic was 8 out of 12 from the charity stripe. They were led by Patrick Stoltenberg. He had 18 points in the basketball game. Stoltenberg had 14 in the first half, had only 4 in the second half, so Stoltenberg with 18. He was the only man in double figures tonight for Central Catholic. Turner Fay held to just 9 points. Turner did not have a good game tonight for the Crusaders. Had 1 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and he was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Caleb Clunder had 7, 6 points for Tyler Berrientos, and 3 points for Tyler O'Connor. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 49-43 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 49-43. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Zach Stirrup in double figures tonight for the Blue Hawks. He scores 18 points in the basketball game here tonight. He had 12 in the first half and 6 more in the second half. So Zach Stirrup leads the way with 18 points. Phil Hamburger also in double figures. He had 11. Matt Kissinger had a solid first half. He scored 8 points for St. Cecilia. Ended up with 9 in the ball game. All candidates for our Player of the Game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia was Zach Stirrup. Stirrup had a monster of a night tonight, 18 points in the ball game. He had 11 rebounds and 4 block shots. Stirrup had 8 field goals, and he was 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. Scores the 18 points, 12 in the first half, 6 more in the second half. So 18 points for Stirrup, 11 rebounds and 4 block shots as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Grand Island Central Catholic tonight by a score of 49-43. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Neighbors, today we stop wasting our weekends standing in line for paint. For today, we go to Ace, where we'll find top-notch paint and supplies from people who know their stuff. It's time to get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your painting to-do list into a to-done list.
Get your Ace paint from Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. Final score, 49-43, as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game. And coach, lucky number three. Lucky was the charm here tonight.
You know, it we'll take it. We've had enough bad luck, and you got to stay away from bad luck as the season goes along, but we will take any piece of help we can get the rest of the way.
What was the difference tonight?
Toughness. I thought our kids were not afraid of the moment. That was the first key is, okay, we're facing an undefeated team, number one team in our class, GICC rival. You put all the cliches with it. Some kids would come in and maybe not have the mental toughness and be a little leery of this moment. But I thought our kids prepared well, and they were loose enough to you know, capture the game from about the middle of the second quarter on and do a great job of just being mentally tough. And then when they'd make a little bit of a run or hit a shot, you know, we would be tough enough to come down and have a good offensive possession. I told them we had to be as tough as on offense as we think we're supposed to be on defense.
We kind of questioned that coming in here on whether the kids would be tough enough to face a team like this for the third time.
Yeah, we've questioned it, and we questioned it a month ago. We talked to the kids about it. You know, the details of the game determine how tough you are, and that determines your character and things like that. But I really, you know, got to hand it to our kids. I got a lot of kids in that group that were really calm and poised down the stretch, and that's what it's going to take. You know, they've been in the situations before, but every situation is different, and I thought we handled it extremely well tonight.
Central Catholic ends up shooting only 26% from the ball game here tonight. I would have to think that some of that has to do to our defense tonight. It was sensational.
Yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job man-to-man against them. Chase Bassett drew the assignment of Turner Fay, you know, and any time you can start to make him frustrated, sometimes that filters down to the rest of his teammates. And then we threw the zone in. You know, we talked about it a little bit in the pregame that we had it. There was a possibility we were going to use it. We just had to be in the right situation to use it. We were, and I thought we were both times. And you got to hand that to Mike Alsman and Jackson Medina. They kept telling me that, you know, hey, I think now's the time. Now's the time. And so we went to it. We've been working on it for 6 weeks, only shown it once. And they knew it was coming. They attacked it well. It was just the fact that, you know, you got to hit shots against a 2-3 zone with a monster like we have inside.
What were you looking for when you went to zone at that time?
Well, we just wanted to, you know, slow them down a little bit. I think, you know, there's a number of things you can say about a zone. It limits your fouls. It doesn't allow them to get to the line. It doesn't allow them much in the paint. You give Zach somewhat of a rest a little bit. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's the way zones sometimes work for the middle, especially the way that, you know, they were attacking it. So we did a good job there. You know, that was our main focus was, okay, and let's make them hit shots with when we're ahead and see if they can. And they did in the second quarter, once they kind of, you know, late second quarter, but then I thought we did a good job when we came back to it in the middle of the third quarter.
Turner did not have a great night shooting the basketball, ended up with just 9 points. What was the difference on him tonight?
Well, you know, he's got to be off. That's the biggest thing. And he was off a little bit, and I thought our kids did a good job. You know, we put different people on him. We rotated a body towards him anytime he got the ball. And then we told Zach, you got to be really active. You know, he's got to be do a great job of being active. When he gets the ball, you know, he's got to look for the block shot. He's got to look to, do his job.
Zach Stirrup was the monster inside for you. We had him with 18 points, 11 rebounds, 7 block shots, and you got him charted with, 42 touches tonight? You'll take that?
Yeah, he's got a touch it that many times. You know, how many possessions do we get on offense? Maybe 50, and he's involved in 42 of them. He created a lot of stuff for us, and, you know, that's the type of player, you know, we expect him to be. He's had a really tough senior year going through all the accolades and things that have been thrown at him. And then for him to play big this late in the season like he has been is exactly what we expected.
We talked in the pregame show about maybe the need to out-rebound this team. We got the job done 27-24, according to our numbers tonight.
Yeah, we thought that would be big. You know, the zone is something you sometimes don't rebound the best out of because you're not used to rebounding out of it. We worked on it in practice, tell the kids the areas that'll be hot, but, you know, you still got to come down with the ball. We wanted to be better on the offensive glass, too. I don't know if we were much better, but the fact that we just did a good job of winning that battle. I think it looks like we only have 3 offensive rebounds according to my stat, but that may be off a little bit too preliminary. The rebounding's huge. You know, if they're going to shoot that many shots, and they were shooting quick early against the zone, and anytime you shoot quick, you're not quite ready to go check out. But I thought our kids, you know, did a good job of that.
Had a 9-point lead early in the fourth quarter. They chopped that lead down to 3 with just 30 seconds or so to go in the ball game. Just think to yourself, oh, no, here they come again.
Yeah, you're always thinking in the back of your mind. But I really looked at our kids in the last time out, and they said, we got this. We'll knock down enough free throws, coach. Just relax. We'll be poised. And, you know, that's the guts and savvy of them right now. They did a great job, so.
All right, so you move on to the district championship game. One more step, Coach, and we get back to Lincoln. I know a goal you got.
Yeah, this is a big game. The next one's even bigger because it gets you, you know, to where you want to. Your whole goal the whole season was to get there. So, you know, it's going to be a great game. I have no idea who we'll be matched up against. And right now we want to enjoy it until we get to school tomorrow and be ready to go Friday with a little preparation.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia, is the Hawks. The Hawks winner here tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 49-43. Take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Final numbers in the ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia ended up shooting 58% from the floor tonight. They were 19 out of 33. Meanwhile, Central Catholic was just 14 out of 54 from the field tonight for 26%. The Hawks knocked down 2 out of 8 from three-point territory, 25%. Grand Island Central Catholic was 7 out of 29, it looks like, for 24%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia out-rebounding Central Catholic 27-24. The Crusaders had a 10-3 advantage on the offensive boards. St. Cecilia had 13 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic had 8. The Crusaders came up with 4 steals in the ball game, 1 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Free throws, St. Cecilia knocked down only 10 out of 23 from the free throw line tonight for 43%. Grand Island Central Catholic was 8 out of 12 for 67%. The Hawks came up with 6 blocked shots in the ball game tonight. Central Catholic with none. So the Blue Hawks will move on. They'll play for the district championship coming up on Monday night. We understand Centennial has won tonight over David City, so it'll be Centennial and Grand Island Central Catholic coming up on Monday. It is site to be determined tomorrow. The Hawks now 18-6 on the season. Their quest for a fourth straight state championship still alive here as they try to battle out of a corner as they knock off the number one ranked team and previously undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High, final score of 49-43. That'll wrap things up for us here tonight. Again, we've got more basketball tomorrow night. Hastings St. Cecilia girls trying to earn a berth in the girls' state high school basketball tournament. They've got their district championship game coming up tomorrow night on the road at York High School. They're going to take on Columbus SCOTUS, 6:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. You'll have the action right here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Grand Island Central Catholic tonight by a score of 49-43. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, and my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.